The Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis quotes a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan exactly how mitzvahs sayif, that if somebody is chayif, mitzvahs bezdin of sayif, how was that carried out? And the Mishnah begins mitzvahs on the rogim hametizin es roisha b'sayif, they would behead the person, kederach shamalchus oisa, as was the custom of the governments in those times. Rabbi Yehuda says, nivel hu loy, ela menichna esroish el asadin. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is a nivel, and therefore he suggests what should be done, is put the person's head on a block, v'koyfitz v'kupitz, and cut it with an axe. Amar loy, so to which the Rabbanan replied, Ein misim nevelis mizeh, there's nothing more gruesome than that. So, as we learn the Mishnah, of course, we need to understand Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda, Pasha Pshat, is saying that the way the Rabbanan suggests misa saif is carried out is nevelis, it's very gruesome. Yet Rabbi Yehuda's approach is no less gruesome. So the Gemara, in anticipation of that question, quotes a Tosefta. Amlam Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim. Says Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim, Af ani yodea shemisa menuvelasi. The way I identify Misa Saif is carried out is certainly very gruesome. Avama esa. To follow the way you say it's carried out is not acceptable. Shreyam Retire, the Torah says, B'chukiseyim loyselechu. And this was the way that the government would kill people in those times. And therefore, I cannot allow Misa Sayif to be done the way you describe, because that's, since that's the way the Malchus did it in those days, it would be a violation of B'chukiseyim loyselechu. How did the Rabbanan defend themselves? Kivin d'ksiv saif by Raisa. Since the Torah mentions the Misa Saif, loy minay kum kriminin, it's not considered as if we're learning it from them. And as the Ran explains, why is there no problem, according to Rabbanon, in following Misa Saif the way the Umas Ha'olam do it? Number one, it's because we're following what the Torah said, and the Torah certainly came before them. And another pshat is because he's the only time there's an isser, says the Ran, is when what we're doing is l'shem avodah zarah. We'll see if it's l'shem copying the umos ulam. Here, that is not the purpose in carrying out misa saif in that way. And that's why it's not a violation of B'chukaseim Loiselechu. And the Gemara proves its point. Diloi temach hodatanya. The Braisa says, Sorfan amalochim. That when a king would die, they would burn all of his personal effects. And it's not considered, says the Braisa, V'loi mishum midarki ha'mayri. It's not considered darki ha'mayri. So the question is, Heichir ser finon. How may we do so? And this was the custom that they used to do, burn the king's personal effects. Ella, kim d'ksiv sreifa b'raisa. Since this minig of burning everything of the kings is mentioned in the Torah, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Tzidkiyo, over mitzvos avosecha, your personal effects will be burned, just like it happened by your forefathers. Lav minay kogamrinan. So it's not considered as if we're learning from them. Hachinami kivin d'ksiv saif baraisa. Since saif is mentioned in the raisa, lav minay kogamrinan, it's not considered as if what we're doing because of following the chukos ha'akum. So there's, in the Rishonim, a number of different approaches how to learn this Gemara. The Yad Ramah explains that the Torah says about killing a person lifi choref. Lifi choref can mean both through a sword or through an axe. But because, as we keep on learning in our sugyas, Rav Nachman tells us, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, then whenever we're administering a mises bezdin, we're supposed to do it in the most least cruel fashion, so we have to choose a cheriv over a kupitz. And Rabbi Yehuda, says the Yad Ramah, conceptually agrees with this. However, he says, because there's a consideration of v'chukaseim lo yiseleichun, so v'chukaseim lo yiseleichun tells us that even though we really ought to have killed him with a cherev, we're going to kill him with a kupitz to avoid the problem of v'chukaseim lo yiseleichun. Rabbeinu Yoina has a different psak. He says that when the Torah speaks about Misa Saif, it means specifically Saif. I, what about the problem B'chukaseyem Loiseleichen? It must be, says the Rebbeinu Yoina, that it wasn't a choik. The Rabbanon hold, it wasn't a choik, it wasn't a rule that they have to use a cheref. It was their minig. And therefore, there's no problem. Whereas, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, there was a choik. It was a specific rule by the Umas Ha'olam to use a sayif. Since it was a specific rule for them to use a sayif, we may not. So according to this approach, Rabbi Yehuda's approach, it's just the opposite. The Rabbanan would agree that if there were an issue, if indeed the fact that the Akum were using Saif was a Choyk, we would not be allowed to use it. It's only because it's only a Minig, that's why the Rabbanan were allowed to do it. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz has a different approach. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that there's a fundamental machloikis here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan how to look at b'chukaseim loyseleichun. Rabbi Yehuda's approach is that we have an obligation to do whatever we can, even if it's at great cost, not to be similar to the goyim, and therefore use a kupitz over a cherev, not to be similar to the goyim. And the Rabbanan don't agree that we have such a strong approach. Tosfos Shantz has a different approach. He says that he holds like this. The Torah clearly says ba'erin hedachas lifi choref, that we have to use a sword. Now the question is, other situations, what should we do? The Rabbanan say, since it says lefi chorev ba'ir nidachas, that serves as a limud that everywhere else we should also go lefi chorev. Rabbi Yehuda says, since we have the concern of b'chukaseyem loyseleichun, so where the Torah says b'feirish lefi chorev, we use a cherev. Where the Torah doesn't say b'feirish to use a cherev, we'll use a kupitz. So here we begin a discussion of this Isser of B'chukaseyem Loiseleichem. The Sifra and Parshas Achrei Mois, Parshat Tes, teaches us, U'B'chukaseyem Loiseleichem, says the Sifra, V'chimeniach HaKosuf Shloi Amro, what does B'chukaseyem Loiseleichem include that hasn't been already mentioned in the Torah? For like for Nehemiah, the Torah already says, Lo'yim Tzubacha Ma'ava B'noyu Bita Be'esh, therefore, ask the Sifra, what does the Torah want to teach us would be chukaseim shlois aleichun, shloitechu benemusa shlehem. Don't follow in their manner of life. But dvar machakuk mohem. Kigon tiyatros, kakusov, astros, don't attend the places of entertainment. Rablozam elo dark amur shimon chachomim. Many times in Shas we find, says Ramey, that different activities are also because darkei hamayri. The darkei hamayri are also because of b'chukesem lo yisalechun. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Omer, shloi tinchar, you shouldn't kill an animal, v'shloi tagdol tzitzis, don't wear your hair, v'shloi tesapa kum esefa, don't dress and groom yourself like they do. The truth is, there are many psukim that indicate the issa to follow the goyim. The pasuk says, "Hisham lecha pen tinoke shachreyem." The pasuk says, "Va'avdol aschem mino amim." The pasuk says, "Es mechukoisa es mishpatai tasu ves chukoisai tishmru v'lechas behem." The pasuk says, "V'shamartem v'asisem." Ki chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enu amim. So we see that the Torah mentions many different activities that are usur to the, everything to be separated from the akum. And if we look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph teaches us, Ein hochem b'chukas oivdei kechavim. We shouldn't follow the chukas oivdei akum. The loy b'dam mem, we shouldn't be similar to them. Loy b'mal b'shna with our clothing. Loy b'sar, not with our hair. K'yot b'hem. Sh'nema v'loy selchu b'chukas agoyim. V'nem v'chukaseim loy sinechu. V'nem v'hishom l'cham p'noki sh'echneim. Hako b'enyon ha'echo humazir. The Torah has one intention with all of this. Sh'lo yidma lehem. We shouldn't be similar to them. Elihyei ha'yisrael muvdom mehem. A Jew should be different. V'yidua b'mabusha u'b'shar masav. He should be noticeable with his clothing and his act. K'goyin shumuvdu mehen, just like we're different, b'mado u'b'deyosav, with our hashkofis and our religion. V'kenu oimer, v'avdol eskam an'amim. L'yobish b'mabush hay miyuchalahem. Don't wear clothing that are miyuchal for the akum. V'loy yagdal tzitzis, k'moy tzitzis roshim. Don't wear your hair like they wear the hair. V'lo yigalach minat stod v'yiniach asar be'emtsoy, k'moy sheheim oisim, v'zeh nikra blurius. V'lo yigalach asar mekneg aponov, ma'oizin la'oizin, v'yiniach aperem l'achor, k'derach sh'oisin heim. V'lo yivna mekoymus, k'binin hecholos shal akum, k'dei shichtus ben rabin k'moy sheneisin, don't even make our shoes look like they're places of worship. V'kol la'oisim achsim elu k'yos ben loikim. And the rabbi says, being over the Slav carries with it the punishment of Malchus. Al Gemara, as we mentioned at the beginning of our shir, spoke about the Misrafois Malachim. The Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, says, why are we allowed to burn the personal effects of a king? Says, because it's not a chukah. It's something to show chshivas to the king, and therefore it's mutter. Our Gemara takes a different approach. Our Gemara's approach is because since the Torah already tells us that it should be done, that's why it's not a chukas akum. And the Rishonim already asked the question, what is the reason? Is it because it doesn't represent a chukas akum, or is it because our Torah mentions it first? So Tosfos says that two types of chukas ha'akum. One is something that's done l'shem avodah zarah. And another situation is where something is done for foolish reasons. So he explains. The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah speaks about something which is done l'shem avodah zarah. And therefore, as the Gemara explains Tosfos, that just like we find regarding a Metzeva that in the time of the Ovis, Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, they brought Kabbalahs and a Metzeva, as the Gemara in the Medrash says, at that time, Hosahuva l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was beloved by Hashem, Av Mish'asu Hosah HaMiroyim, Choyk L'Avodis Kachovim. Once the Amiroyim started using a Metzeva to worship on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sono v'Hizraleh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates it, and warned us not to use it. Shenem v'loy, as the pasuk says, v'loy sokim l'cham etzeva. Similarly, maybe it should be also to burn the king's personal effects. For that, the Gemara says that it's not l'shem avodah zarah, but still there's a problem that it's a shtus. And that answers the Gemara, that if it's mentioned in the Torah, then it's not considered a Chayka Akum. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's not enough. Going back to our Gemara, yes, Sayif is mentioned in the Torah, but says Rabbi Yehuda, since you could do it with a Kupitz, don't do it with a Sayif, and open up a discussion, open up a consideration that you may be following Chukas HaAkum. So in other words, certainly if you're not doing it L'Shem Avodah Zarah, if it became part of the Avodah Zarah, it's Asur. And now the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda are disagreeing how far something which is not Avodah Zarah do we have to be concerned. Rabbi Yehuda holds we always have to go to great lengths to avoid Chukas HaAkum, even when there's no concern of Avodah Zarah. The Rabbanan are more lenient. The Beis Yosef quotes the Marik, which is the basis of a psak of the Ramah that we're going to learn. The Marik says that the Isser of Chukas HaAkum only implies in two situations. Something which makes no sense. And the Marik says, that's why the Torah uses the word chukas agoyim. Why does the Torah use the word choik? So he says, we know that the definition of a choik is something that has no reasoning. There's a specific issa to follow the akum when it makes no sense. And the other situation, says the Marik, where you have to be concerned about chukas akum, is something that represents a breakdown of tznius, a breakdown of modesty, which is the way Jews are supposed to live. The Gra in Yerideah Simen Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Katan Zayin has a problem understanding the Marik's opinion, disagrees with the Marik. He said, because Al Gemara says, that the reason we're allowed to be soyrif al hamalachim, we're allowed to burn the king's personal effects, is because the Torah tells us, quoted the pasuk, b'misrafayis avasecha. It seems if we didn't have a pasuk, even though it's not avodah zarah, even though it doesn't represent a breakdown of tznius, it would still be usur. Why, according to the Marek? And therefore he disagrees. There's an interesting Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra on the Pasuk, Ubechukaseim lo selechun, says, Shlo yagel odom lelechas b'derech hazeh, a person shouldn't become accustomed to act this way, until it becomes the way he lives. So I saw from the Gri Parallel in his famous work on the Sefer HaMitzvahs that according to the Evan Ezra, you're only over if you do this on a regular basis. But if it's not something that you do on a regular basis, there is no Isser of a very big Chiddush.